So 5 years ago, no ifs, no buts, we will reduce immigration to the tens of thousands. And then they produced a leaflet by the million that was distributed all over the country that said, if we fail to get immigration down to tens of thousands, kick us out at the next election. All right? That's the backdrop to this. So we then get this big speech yesterday. I did not hear sorry once. I mean, Simon will agree, even the Labour Party, under Ed Miliband, have now apologised for opening up the doors in 2004 to eight former communist countries. So that's my first point about David Cameron, is he didn't apologise. He simply failed to acknowledge how horrendously wrong he got everything. Now, this speech was given by a man who overemphasised every syllable, who strained with his body to try and show the world that he actually meant what he was saying, but completely failed in it. David Cameron has always believed in the EU. David Cameron has always believed in the free movement of peoples. David Cameron has always supported the enlargement of the EU. In fact, he's been one of the biggest champions for Turkey to join the European Union. But he's been pushed by the electorate. He's been pushed by a massive change of public opinion. And I think partially he's been pushed by UKIP winning the Rochester by-election last week into saying something he never wanted to say and trying to get tough on migrant benefits. But there is a key word to the whole immigration debate. In fact, it dominates everything, and it's one of the reasons why, whilst there are Tories voting for us, as Simon will tell you, an awful lot of Labour people are now voting for us, as they did in Hayward and Middleton the other week, the word is control. Mm. And 7 to 8 out of 10 British people who don't have a fundamental objection to immigration per se, but what they want is for us to have a degree of control. And the con trick that Cameron tried to pull yesterday was he kept using the word control all through this speech. He said, with these measures, we have control over immigration. And that isn't true, because even though he's put on the table some proposals to limit migrant benefits, proposals, incidentally, which the polls this morning have already said they will veto. But even if he was able to pull that off, it doesn't change the fact that we continue to have an open door to nearly half a